we've been speaking about focusing on the idea of Kedushas Machshava Rishona and how seizing that Machshava Rishona and its purity and its Kedusha, when it's pure when you wake up in the morning, being Makadish that Machshava Rishona and bringing that into davening, how that Mahalach and Tefillah is so critical to having Hatzlacha de Kfila, which is a Tefillah of Kedusha. We spoke about how mitzvahs come to help each other, just like Yidden, as we band together, we're mechazik each other, so too, Chazal saw it fit, that when we come to Davin, how many mitzvahs come together to help each other out. We spoke about how tzitzis, perhaps mikvah, and tefillin, how they all come to be misayeya in the davening. And the reason why that is, as we'll see in this marmakom from the Yosher Divrei Emes, is because we wage a melchama against the Sitra Acha, against the Yitzhahara every single day. As he writes here, Ki'inyan ha-melchama im ha-yitzahara, ha-la-ikrahi b'avodah shebalev zu tfila. Ki'inyan ha-melchama we wage in our hearts. Ki kol ha-yami efshar li-lachem k'negel kim b'yadinu k'lei zayin. How are we supposed to fight without weapons? Ava b'tfila ha-adam lo yvish talus u-mukhtar b'tfilin heim b'gdei melchama la-satan. So Hashem gives us weapons during tfila. And again, when we speak about weapons, and b'chlau, when David HaMelech spoke in Tehillim about his enemies, he wasn't speaking about just his physical enemies. He was speaking about his spiritual enemies. He was speaking about his machshavas ros, his machshavas zaros. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us etzas, he gives us klei zayin, in order to fight against these machshavas, talus, tefillin. And he girds himself to overcome his etzahara, to have a pure mind coming into davening. These are the holy words of davening. Like we said about Pinchas in this just a few days ago, he takes the Ramach Tevin de Kriyat Shema. We know these Ramach Tevin de Kriyat Shema, this is a weapon, this is a spear as we go to battle. To take down our enemies, many of them. So all of the mitzvahs which we do, of tzitzis and tefillin, and all the holy words which we say leading up to Shmona Esrei is the ikr. Kriya Shema, the first pasuk and the first bracha in Shmona Esrei, but b'chlal, the entire Shmona Esrei is supposed to be one of utter kedusha. Which is why if a person was not mechavim by the first bracha in Shmona Esrei, he has to go again, repeat it, although we may not pass in that way, lemaisa, but the concept is certainly true. The reason being is because the entire Seder HaTzfila was to prepare you for that first bracha. And if a person does not have a machshava naki, machshava tvahira, to be able to be machad for that first bracha, that means the whole journey until now was a complete failure. It's all to get to that point where you're able to stand in front of Hashem's bracha and utter a few words of purity. When it comes to tefillin b'chla, which we're focusing on today, Bezus Hashem, Rav Zusha has a very beautiful remark, which he says on V'hayyula Achala Ois Al Yadcha, when it comes to putting on tefillin, he goes on the pasuk of Heichaltzu Me'itchem Habgadim Hatzoim. The pasuk says that he should take off his filthy clothes. Heichaltzu Me'itchem, remove from yourselves the Begadim Soim. So he explains Rav Zusha beautifully, Kizehu Chatzitza. It's a chatzitza chas v'shalom between the tefillin and the basar, because it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that there should not be a chatzitza chas v'shalom between the tefillin and the basar, between the tefillin and one's flesh. V'imkein le'kiyamtu madayim mitzvah tefillin. So if there's a chatzitza between the tefillin and the basar, so you're not able to have the mitzvah of tefillin. So therefore, the averas themselves are chatzitzas between us and the tefillin. And he writes, v'lezeh yidvu hadvuyim in the name of Zusha, or he's saying himself, therefore it's important before one does the mitzvah of tefillin to be able to kabbal upon himself a certain element of kedusha, an aspect of kedusha, by recognizing that all the averis which I've done until now, they're all chatzitzas between me and the tefillin. And so therefore, if a person really wants to absorb the mitzvah of tefillin properly, how it should impact him, so he should ask himself, maybe my avonas are chatzitzas between the tefillin and myself. If a person asks himself, honestly, do I really feel the impact that the tefillin has on me every single day? That a person is wearing tashmishi kedusha, he has 42 names of avaya on him. When a person wears tefillin, is a person asking himself, am I really soaking in everything I'm supposed to? Well, if there's a chatzitza, then it's not shaykh. A person goes into a mikvah, he can't get the benefits of the mikvah, there's a chatzitza. Same thing is true with tefillin. That Hashem Baruch Hu wants to instill and to impress upon us so many letters of kedusha. We should become mamasha a chefza like a sefer Torah. But if a person is filthy with averos, so the pasuk tells him, says Reb Zusha, he chaltu meitchem habgadim hatzoyim before putting on tefillin. Now let's see the Sefer Achinuch, how he explains the idea of the mitzvah of tefillin. And of course, tefillin is a lengthy sugya, and we just have a few moments, as always, to try to encapsulate the pnimius and chitzonius, whatever we can. So the Sefer Achinuch from the Rishonim, as he explains the mitzvah of tefillin, he writes, "V'ratzah hamakom lezakeisenu anachlam hakadosh." He wanted to be mezake us. As we know, "Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu lezake us Yisrael." So he gave us many mitzvahs. "V'tzivanu lahamit shaimim giborim sabivla." Hashem wants that we should be surrounded with warriors. We should be able to be fluent in Torah the entire day. So He gives us Torah to learn all day, and He gives us tzitzis to wear, and mezuzahs on our doors, and tefillin biyadinu v'rashenu. V'hakol, why? L'hazkirenu l'manechtal me'oshik yadinu v'lonasa achareyaninu. That we should be able to stay away from chet. V'acharei yetzer machshavas libeinu. That we should have pure thoughts all the time. Of course, we're focusing here on tefillah, but that the entire day should be protected. That's a Chazal say, according to Gemara Zvachim, Shakohan and Levim, Mishas Away, the Ptur Mehen. They were parted from them because when they were in the Beis HaMikdash, why was it necessary? The whole inyan is that it's a Shmira. And what greater Shmira is there to be in the Beis HaMikdash, involved in the Avodah? Uvios Misur had tefillin mashe zacharno nitzavin olin levana siach meyem daiteinu. Especially when it comes to tefillin, there's a mitzvah not to be misiach das from the tefillin. Ve'ata b'ni re'i gam re'i kam makoyach gufeinu godlim al nafshenu. We see that the guf weighs so much on the neshama that we need so many defenses. Ke'al kol eila ya'ala lefamim paris g'divna. Sometimes it'll breach these barriers. Ha'ke'al b'rachama avihi b'yazbeinu mishmeinu b'imena. So we see from the Sefer Achinuch that this mitzvah of tefillin, like many, as we focused on in terms of protecting that pure machshava tahara in the morning, how tefillin is like a weapon, like we saw before from the Yosh David Emes, to surround us, to protect us, to protect our machshavas. Now that's all true when it comes to the niglas hatahara, how we see that as being a shmira. As we delve into the pnimius hatahara from the words of the tzaddikim, the Yoidei Said, they bring out a different dimension of tefillin, which really separates tefillin from many other mitzvahs. The Ayyav Yisrael here writes, and you'll notice right away the difference in how it's being described. Ubishas hanachas tefillin, when a Jew puts on tefillin, as I kishah ha'adam miyachin mekashim mitar koray anoisa v'raza dishman, when a person is metaher and miyachin and mekashir his machshavos properly, liyos miyuchadim ba'achdus gamor, to be mekashir those machshavos tashem yisbarach alufa shal olam yisiachim epimiyusam, a person attaches himself to Hashem yisbarach. When a person prepares himself to receive a ruach tahara, and he's mazmin himself in every aspect of himself to kedusha, all this is that a person himself should be on the madriga of a merkava to Hashem. The Chazal say about the Avos HaKadoshim, Hein Hein HaMerkava, that a Jew should see himself like the Avos HaKadoshim, preparing himself to be a Merkava. V'nichnas az gam kein lebechinas reishis lebechinas kodesh, v'hu atzmu nasa kivyocha lebechinas mishkan lebechinas mikdash, that the Jew himself becomes a Beis HaMikdash. V'ham shechash pa'os tovos v'b'chon tovim eres pim me'ores makivin, to bring down tremendous lights for the entire world, as it's brought down in the Sfarim Makdashim, we're far from the Kavanas of the Ari. So you see from here the contrast between the Sefer Achinuch's understanding of the mitzvah of tefillin and the Ayyav Yisrael, as he's basing himself on the Pnimius HaTorah, that whereas tefillin may be a means and a shmira to protect a person, to ward off Machshava Zaros, in Pnimius, what Mishkan does, what tefillin does, is that it transforms a person into a Mishkan, into a Mikdash. So that although we're in Galus and there's no Beis HaMikdash, for those moments that a Jew is crowned with his tefillin, we say at that moment that there's nothing lacking in the world right now. That there is a Beis HaMikdash, and that's the Adam himself. And in fact, when we speak about in the Mishnah that a person has to be mechavet himself keneged Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash, and the Kodesh Kodshim. So although in Chitzonius that would seem, and certainly true al Piniglas HaTorah, that a person has to be mekasha himself, and he should visualize in his mind the Beis Hamikdash, HaHabayis, and the place of the Kodesh Kodshim. In Pnimius, what that means is that a person is entering into himself. That a person is the Mishkan, he is the Mikdash. So to be mechavin keneged Kodesh Kodesh, it means to be mechavin that a person has a journey into his heart, into himself, that while he's davening, there's no lack of the Beis HaMikdash. He is the Beis HaMikdash for all intents and purposes when he's davening. Take a look at the Shlach HaKadosh, which is the next Maamar Malkum. Again, basing himself on Pnimius HaTorah, he quotes the Sefer HaMusar, who writes about the Sod of Tefillin. The Sod Tefillin Amok Mi Yimtzen, who can understand it? It's so deep. Aval Echtov Ma'at Mizir Bimashom Chachmi HaEmes, but the Pnimius HaSfarim, what they tell us, a person has to be very careful to show tremendous kavod and kedusha to the tefillin. That the combination of these names and these parshas, according to the way that the halacha dictates that we should use them, creates the adam into a merkava. And after the churban, kasav hakadosh Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, shal tefillin emar, va'asu l'mikdash v'shachanti b'secham, that the mikdash is missing, that means that the tefillin have been upgraded to the Darak of Mikdash. There's always a very big klal and kedusha. Whenever there's a yerida, there's always the tzarech aliyah, and other mitzvahs will come in place of that which is lacking. For example, we know that if a person is suffering, let's say a body part, if he has certain ailments, and one body part can't function properly, then the other body parts will help out. Which is the whole end of Christ. We help each other out. So too, the mitzvahs help each other out. So if there's no Beis HaMikdash, the tefillin says, I'm going to do what I can to replace the Beis HaMikdash in Golos. Which is why, by the way, that on Churban Beis HaMikdash, the day of that, which is Tisha B'Av, we don't wear a tefillin. We don't. We say, Efer Tachas Pe'er. Right? Because since the day of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we want to feel the Churban as much as possible, so every day we don't feel it so much because we put on tefillin every single day. Which is a limud zchus, by the way, why we're not margish the Churban Beis HaMikdash much, because as the doors go on, tefillin becomes more and more and more strong. And so we don't margish a Jew who puts on tefillin so much. He doesn't margish the tzar, because when he puts on that tefillin is like the Beis HaMikdash, and he's wearing the Beis HaMikdash. He becomes a merkava, he becomes the Beis HaMikdash. But on the day of Tisha B'Av, where we're supposed to be margish more and more, Hashem says there's no Beis HaMikdash today. There's no Beis HaMikdash which there was, and there's no Beis HaMikdash which there is, which means to take off the tefillin shel rosh. Shebesibasim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashash Chinasu B'Yisrael Lefishahim Sod HaMerkava V'Sod HaAvos. That's why there's the shin, we know there's two shinin, one which has three heads and one which has four. The shin which has three heads is connected to Shalosh Begalim, which is connected to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. And the four-headed one is connected to Arba Begalim, which is also including Shemini Atzeres. The Arba Chayas Nosim HaKava, also connected to Arba Imos. So what we see from here is that tefillin on the one hand is a klei zayin, which brings us into tefillah, that we use these weapons to guard a machshava saros, like the Sefer Chinuch brings out, which is certainly true al pi niglas haTorah. But in the deeper workings, the whole inyan of tefillah is that a person is mekadosh himself as a mikdash and a mishkan. With that being the case, a person has to use the time wisely during davening and recognize that as long as a Jew is wearing tefillin, as long as he's crowned with tefillin, he has the responsibility of being a mikdash and a mishkan. It comes with a tremendous achrayas to be that, which is why we don't wear tefillin the entire day, because who can keep up such an achrayas the entire day? Who can guard their machshavos and to be so careful in the Beis HaMikdash? Any avera which was considered, it's much more charif and much more chamor in the Beis HaMikdash. So we don't want to be susceptible to that. So we still have a roshim of tefillin the entire day, but we don't wear the tefillin the entire day. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us, if we're mekayim the words of Reb Zusha, that we have a certain degree of tshuva beforehand, we can certainly be magish in the tefillin with that, to use the time carefully and to really grow from the whole mitzvah and the whole mahos of the kedushas of tefillin. Have a good day.